The Gary Public Transportation Corporation is in the Earth Day mood today, with, of course, this being the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. With us to talk about how this very important public transportation service is doing, especially in the age of coronavirus, but also just for the Earth in general on this Earth Day, David Wright, who's the Planning and Marketing Director for the Gary Public Transportation Corporation. And as always, David, thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking.
Thank you very much. It is my pleasure to join you again.
And it's always important to bring out on Earth Day the importance of taking advantage of public transportation service. And I know the GPTC is doing its best as well, too, to plan for the future with all this in mind. I'll turn things over to you. Tell us on this Earth Day 2020 what this very important service has to say.
We are just continuing, even with the restrictions for the pandemic, we're continuing to provide service. Our buses are running today as we speak. We did modify our service slightly in response to the reduced travel, but once the restrictions are over, we're going to be returning to our usual operations.
Mm-hmm.
We, as an organization, think Earth Day is pretty important, because not just for what we are doing currently, but what we're doing in the future and what we're planning on doing in the future. Currently, GPTC provides a service that reduces our fossil fuels emissions by about 2.5 billion metric tons. We reduce our traffic in Northwest Indiana by 33 million miles each year, and that's including the service that we are providing on Broadway with the Broadway Metro Express. In the future, we've got some additional plans, including electric buses, and we're looking at not just doing that for the Broadway Metro Express, which we're already in the process of ordering buses for, but we're determining whether or not we're going to be doing that for our entire system.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be solarizing our operations facility in the Glen Park Black Oak section of Gary.
When you talk about solarizing a facility, what's in mind that you want to do with that particular building?
Well, we have been investigating and getting specifics on essentially getting the power for that facility off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten some proposals for how we can provide solar arrays on the roof of the building to not just power the operations facility itself, but also potentially power the electric buses that we're going to be ordering. So we could be going beyond just getting that building off the grid, but an entire very important transit corridor could be getting power from solar energy as opposed to tapping into our fossil fuel dependent current network.
Do you think that once that gets in place and gets up and running, so to speak, with the opportunities with solar power there, there might be an incentive maybe to other businesses, certainly in the neighborhood there along Grant Street, give them an idea that maybe here's something we can kind of tap into for the future, this idea of using solar power?
Yeah, that is very, very much a possibility. We already have solar-powered lighting on our bus shelters on the Broadway Metro Express corridor in Gary and Merrillville.
Yeah.
So it's not something that we're totally new to, but this is going to be a much more pronounced service that we'll be doing over there at the operations facility. And depending on how much power we'll be generating and how much how many solar panels we can actually install on the facility itself, there is a possibility of going beyond just powering our facility. That's indeed a potential method of a phase two, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Now, in 2020, besides the opportunities to take advantage of the clean energy initiatives that are out there with the solar power and the like that GPTC can take advantage of, what other kinds of plans are you looking into, maybe not completely out of the study point right now, but might be coming up in 2020 to help make the public transit service be even better in the region?
Well, we've got a few ideas in mind. Even though we're obviously concentrating on what's been going on with the pandemic and our reaction to it and the state's response to it, as well as the city of Gary's, we've got to be able to, you know, to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
So two things that we are doing right now are both trying to improve the bus stops themselves, as well as improving the rider experience both before and after getting on our buses. We do realize that even though our buses are operating in 10 communities in Northwest Indiana, sometimes it might be difficult to schedule that. So we are working on executing a contract that will allow us to get all of our bus routes in all 10 communities onto Google Maps and Apple Maps, so people can using their apps that they're currently using, be able to plan their trips without having to go on our website or having to call our dispatcher. We think that's going to be very, very important in getting people who don't usually ride or haven't ridden before to be able to do that, because it eliminates a very intimidating step in becoming a transit user.
Yeah.
In addition, we are going to be planning on landscaping and what we call tactical urbanism improvements on several bus stops on the Broadway corridor. Right now, we've got some nice bus shelters, we've got some nice signage, but we don't have any landscaping. So what we're looking at doing is installing considering it's Earth Day, very sustainable landscaping at several locations in Gary and Merrillville. We're working on a contract with a couple of landscape architects that will allow us to do that. And in addition, we very recently received an award of $10,000 for a tactical urbanism project, which will include improve pedestrian access at several locations in downtown Gary. Even though we've got a couple of bus stops at those locations, there's no way to safely cross Broadway, which is a very important state road, and we want to make it easier for people, especially people with mobility restrictions, to be able to get to and from businesses near our bus stops. So that $10,000 grant from the Indiana State Department of Health is going to go towards that. So we're not just working on trying to get ourselves out of the current situation and bringing riders back once people are able to travel more, but we're trying to make that experience much easier and much more pleasant mm-hmm. in the future.
Do you think that this is the opportunity, since we know that millennials typically drive less and they would take public transit more if the opportunities are there, do you think that this is the great opportunity that the Gary Public Transportation Corporation has to be able to plan for the future to keep bringing those riders on board?
Our motto has been not to rest on our laurels. Mm-hmm. I think we operate as an organization in perpetual improvement mode. So even though we've had a couple of wins in the very recent past, we're still working on trying to get things to continue to improve. And I think these experiences, both the landscaping, the technological improvements, are going to make it easier for us to be able to convince the public and any other stakeholders that continued expansion of public transportation is going to be necessary. So we're trying to make it easier for people to ride, to make it easier for people to decide that people should ride more and have those opportunities in other places.
David Wright is the Planning and Marketing Manager for the Gary Public Transportation Corporation. And David, thank you for joining us on this Earth Day 2020.
Thank you very much for having us.